Narda, Narda, my dearest pet snake. Looks like it's just you and me this Christmas. As usual, hmm? You're the only one who really loves me. I, Valentina Vibora, the vexatious viper, will just have to get used to being without human company on special occasions like these. I suppose it's not so bad. I was thinking that after I feed you, we could go and take... Huh. Someone's broken in. And they've been caught in our trap. You'll have to wait for your dinner, my precious Narda. I must attend to this first. What a racket. I should really set the alarm sound to something more pleasant. Maybe something dramatic and orchestral. My, oh my. Look what we have here. Looks like I was a good girl this year, because Santa sent me a gift. A gift that's now caught in this trap. Alive and kicking, too. I know you. Henry Fletcher, right? You're the famous Red Ranger from the Global Hero Association. Let me guess. You came to capture me because you somehow received intelligence about how I would be all alone this Christmas. Let me finish. You're the hero, and I'm the supervillain. I know all about your plans, but unfortunately for you, I took extra care when it came to securing my base. Are you impressed? This little contraption I designed has gotten the best of even you. Anyway, you've disturbed me. I was just about to... What's that delectable smell? Is that a big, juicy, roasted turkey you're holding? Are you for real? And this? What's this? A card for me? Hey, Vex. I know we're not exactly friends, but I hope you're not feeling too lonely this time of year. Merry Christmas. Signed, Red. So you're telling me that you came over to give me this? What? You know my history and how I was framed for the accident at the lab. The one that made me part snake, part human. Then you should allow me to avenge myself rather than constantly get in my way when I'm out there doing what needs to be done to the people who deserve it. Oh, you're not here about that. Listen up, Red. I've caused you so much trouble in the past. Why are you being so kind to me now? What's the catch? Did you poison the turkey, perhaps? No. Then what? Even you feel sorry for me, don't you? My teammates are always fighting amongst themselves and everybody just wants to get their own way. I used to be an ordinary biochemist. I didn't choose this life. It chose me. I should put an end to this nuisance of a man while I've got him. Yet, this is the first time in 3 years anyone has shown me an inkling of kindness and humanity. And now he's making terrible jokes to try and cheer me up. Ugh. All right, fine. For the sake of the occasion, and since you made the effort, I've decided to let you live this time. Let us call a temporary truce just for today. But don't you think we're suddenly buddies now? Got that? Good. I'm starving. I haven't had the heart to treat myself to expensive stuffed turkey for the past few years. I did, however, make some lasagna for tonight. I hope you're okay with that. Down, Narda. We're going to let him be for tonight. Narda is my pet snake. She was severely injured, and I saved her, and she hasn't left me since. I tried to put her back out in the wild, but she just follows me home every time. Here's your food, Narda. Enjoy. Don't you have other people to be with today, Red? You've already visited a few. I see. Word has it that you are a compassionate man, and many of us in the League of Super Evil Rascals think you're soft. Yet, as much as I hate to admit it, you do have a proven track record when it comes to capturing villains. Dig in. The flavor is familiar. It reminds me of home. A home and a family I can never go back to because of the path I've chosen for myself. But thank you, Red, for giving me a taste of something I haven't had in a long time. I can choose to go back. What do you mean? I don't think so. Look at me. I'm a freak. There's no way I'd be accepted by society. Actually, I attempted to tell my family the truth at the beginning. How I wasn't the one responsible for the deaths of my colleagues. But my boss had it all planned out. And what a great plan it was, too. I was the scapegoat. As for my family, they believed him. And they believed what they saw on the news. I never realized how corrupt the media was until after everything happened. Have some of this. It isn't my best cooking, I would have made something fancier if I knew I'd have company. Yeah, I didn't even put up a tree. I just don't like being reminded of my very solitary way of life. Be honest with me. You're a man who believes in justice. Don't you think that every single person involved in ruining my life should get what they deserve? You want me to try and seek justice through the right means? The courts. I don't think so. I don't have faith in the courts. And as far as I know, all the hard evidence points to me as the one responsible for causing the accident. Forget it, Red. It'll never work. Then that's why we're different. You always see the best in people and believe that balance can be restored. I'm afraid I'm not as idealistic as you are. Drink. I'm not suggesting that you're naive, but I am saying that we're all irreversibly shaped by our experiences in some way. No, I don't really have any regrets for the lifestyle or the choices I've made. But I do miss my dog, the funny little thing. So tell me more about yourself. I don't know much about you. Why did you decide to join the Global Hero Association? Interesting. Although, not unexpected. And this is all you do? Trying to make the world a better place, I mean. Right. You see, we all have our reasons. Some more? Well, it's nice to have you here, I suppose. I'm having Christmas dinner with another human being. Anyone looking in might think that we were a couple, just having a quiet dinner together. Little would they know that this is no ordinary meeting. I wouldn't have asked for anything more. The turkey was delicious, by the way, and your company is pleasant. This is more than I could have asked for.